Hello, welcome to The Fat Lip, the podcast for fat people, about fat people, hosted by a fat person. That's me, I'm Ash. And before I get started on today's episode, I wanted to tell you about a project that a graduate student reached out to me about. Her name is Jasmine Kent. She's a grad student at North Carolina State University. She's working on a master's in industrial design. And she's doing a thesis on designing sports bras for curvy, plus-size fat women, starting at dress size 16. She reached out because what she's doing is she has a survey where she's gathering foundational research and recruiting women for interviews, focus groups, and biomechanical research for the future. And she is looking for participants in that survey. So I'm going to put a link to the survey in the show notes, but in the meantime, you can go to her personal website to get that link if you're just listening on your phone. Her website is www.jasmine-kent.com. And so I responded to Jasmine and I told her I would love to share her survey link, but I also would like to have her on the show to talk more about the project because these are important things. Designing clothes and sportswear for fat women. And Jasmine's going to be on the show for the next episode. So listen for that. But in the meantime, go take her survey and let's get this done for her. Okay, so now on to today's episode. So after my last Today in Fatness episode where I talked a little bit, among other things, I talked a little bit about This Is Us Again, and I talked about the fat character's pregnancy and how the show hadn't really addressed any of the issues around fat pregnancy. So a listener reached out to me after that episode and wanted to talk about her pregnancies. She has had two pregnancies resulting in three kids. She had twins the second time. And I was really interested to hear her story. So on today's episode, we're talking to Chelsea. She's a mom, and she had some highs and lows during her pregnancies as a fat woman, and she wanted to talk about that, and I really wanted to talk about it with her. So without further ado, this is Chelsea.
Okay, I'm Chelsea Bridges. I have a 6-year-old daughter and 3-year-old twin boys.
So two pregnancies then.
Yes. Two pregnancies, three babies.
Man, you're a hero. You're a hero for sure. And how old are your kids now?
You just said that. 6 and 3.
Six and three. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you reached out to me after the last episode that I did where I talked a little bit more about This Is Us. So are you caught up on This Is Us? Did you watch last week's?
Okay, so I don't watch This Is Us at all because I hate the fat character.
Yes, that is totally justified. I only watch it because I have to hate watch it. Because I need to keep up so that I can be enraged at all times.
So, well, I don't know if what I do is worse because all I do is read all the articles about how poorly portrayed it is and then I don't even watch the show.
No, I don't blame you at all. I don't blame you at all. I know a lot of people who just can't sit through it because of that character. So yeah. It's totally fine. So, well, I'm just going to put a spoiler alert in here just for anybody who's going to be listening to this, because I am going to talk a little bit about that because there was a development last week involving fat pregnancy. And so I think we should put that out there. So the character, Kate, was pregnant and she was very nervous about it. And she didn't want to tell anyone because what doctors tell fat people is that you can't have babies. And if you have a pregnancy, you're probably going to have a miscarriage because you're too fat to carry a baby. Right.
And exactly.
Right. So she was super nervous about it. And so then on this past week's episode, she, of course, lost the baby. And yeah, because fat people can't have babies. That's just, that's the way, that's the way mainstream media thinks it goes. So she miscarried the baby. She had a terrible time with it. And of course, the first thing she did when she, like when she had like a breakdown over the miscarriage was she went to the buffet because she immediately had to eat her feelings.
Of course.
And right. And then her mom came and to like comfort her. And at one point she was, you know, crying to her mom because it was very difficult. And she was saying like, well, what if it's my fault? And her mom said, of course, it's not your fault. Like miscarriages happen to women all the time. Of course, it's not your fault. And she's like, well, what if it is my fault because of my weight? And her mother said, and her mother just said, well, and like, didn't say it's not your fault because of your weight. It was just like a
oh my god.
It's just another thing that this show does that like is so infuriating because everything is the fault of this girl's weight. So yeah. Anyway, so I just wanted to like get that out there before we start talking about fat pregnancy because the media, like what doctors tell us and what all mainstream entertainment tells us is that fat women either one can never get pregnant, and two, if they do possibly get pregnant, they're never going to be able to carry the baby to term. So, and of course, This Is Us did not fail us in perpetuating that stereotype. But here we are with you, and you've had two successful pregnancies.
I have. I'm very overachieving on one.
I know. You're a miracle.
And, you know, that does like reflect my feelings with my first pregnancy though, because I've been fat since puberty. I mean, I was a big child, but I've been fat since I can remember. I've been about 400 ish for the last 10 years. That's my base. So I'm 23. I was 23. I'd never had any issues with my cycles. I've never had been diagnosed PCOS or anything. And I go to this new doctor and she's like, well, you know, you might want to lose some weight if you want to have a baby pretty soon, because I think I had mentioned to her about my fiance. So of course, babies, everything else. So she's like, well, have you thought about losing some weight so that you can get pregnant? And of course I'm thinking, no, I've never thought about losing weight. What do you mean I'm fat? No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But then, so me being the impulsive person I am, I went home and I said, maybe we should just see if I can get pregnant at all. It turns out
a little experiment.
Yeah. And yeah, it took 1 month and then I was pregnant. And then I was terrified to go to the doctor because of the reasons that you said. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to jinx it. I was afraid that I was going to have a miscarriage. I was afraid that they were going to, like, do an ultrasound and find something, you know, oh, this is not a pregnancy. This is a HCG-creating tumor, you know?
Right, right.
Because, of course, I'm a fat woman and it can't be this easy. Because not only did I get pregnant easily, I had no morning sickness. I didn't, you know, nothing. I was fine.
Right.
So I was so glad that I just happened to find this doctor, and he was a male OBGYN, and I've had quite a few of them, and I find sometimes they're just very like, yeah, you'll be fine. And so that's basically what he said. I was almost 20 weeks when I went to the doctor for my daughter, and he just said, okay. You know, and of course, at that point in time, I was very much in the, like, I'm a good fat mindset,
right,
where, like, I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have diabetes. I don't, like, I'm good. And, you know, I'm sitting here telling him all this, and he's like, yeah, okay, that's fine. You'll be fine. And so he was great. But then the ultrasound technician is like, well, can you hold up your belly so I can see?
Gosh.
And that was the beginning of, you know, my institutionalized fat phobia during my pregnancy.
Right,
and
right.
I had, you know, every nurse saying, okay, so are you on, are you have gestational diabetes, right? And I'd say, no. And say, okay, but is your blood pressure, are you okay with your blood pressure? And saying, you know, it's fine. And they weigh you every time, of course, and which I'm fine with. And it's sort of funny because I think they get so used to women being so afraid of the scale that they're like, okay, so we're going to have to weigh you today just to make sure. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't, it's fine.
Right, right.
So, like, I'm not going to be shocked by what I weigh. Well, it turns out from my two pregnancies, my body only gains 20 pounds per baby. I don't do anything. I don't, you know, change my diet or anything like that. And yet still, every time, not only would I be congratulated on only gaining 1 or 2 pounds, despite the fact that I'm pregnant, then they tell me, you know, it's okay if you lose weight while you're pregnant too at your size.
Ugh, that's so awful.
So I was like, am I supposed to be on a diet right now? Because that's
right.
You know, the whole opposite of what everyone ever tells you about being pregnant. You're supposed to relax and enjoy and, you know, nourish your body that you're creating another human life out of. But if you weigh 400 pounds, it's fine if you want to, like, go on a diet.
That's so crazy because, like, that could be so dangerous because fat women are already terrified for their pregnancies and terrified that they're automatically doing something wrong just for, like, being a fat person who is, you know, growing a child. And then to be told, oh, you can lose weight, like, that's going to create such a complex for some women. And, like, I can just imagine that that would cause a lot of fat women to be like, oh, my God, I can't eat anything. Like that has to be so dangerous for a baby.
Oh, yeah.
So terrible.
And, I mean, just the entire, like, diet culture that goes along with it. I had people tell me, like, well, that's too bad you didn't have any morning sickness. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Wow.
Why would I not want to have more? Well, when I was pregnant, I had morning sickness and I lost 10 pounds. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God. That is so awful. It's almost unbelievable, but then you realize, like, what diet culture is and that we're all living inside it. And then you're like, well, that seems about right.
It is. And they don't, and so many people don't even realize the little tiny micro comments that they make that are just completely programmed by diet culture.
Right.
You know, like, I've talked to people before who are, like, happy that they got the flu because they lost 10 pounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but
or, like, people congratulate people for being sick because they've lost weight. And it's like, you know that, like, being sick is actually, like, not great, right? You probably shouldn't congratulate people for that.
We're the ones that are unhealthy, that they're worried about our health, though.
Right, right.
So I had a great delivery with my daughter. I had vaginal deliveries both times because I'm very, I'm a very firm advocate for myself. And I know not everybody can do it. If you can't do it, that's fine. But I read a lot of articles about pushing of C-sections, especially on fat women, because they think that we're weak. They think that the baby's not going to be able to get. I don't know. I'm like, the baby got in there just fine. The baby can get.
Right. And, like, all the anatomy's the same down there. So I don't exactly know. Like, and I can understand it for people that do have gestational diabetes or, like, do have, like, high risk pregnancies or, like, other things going on. But, like, if you're having a healthy pregnancy and the thing is, I don't know one fat woman other than you now who has been allowed to have a vaginal delivery. Like, every fat woman I know, regardless of what else was going on in their pregnancy, has been told, like, they have to have C-section, and that's just the way it is. And it's crazy.
I think a lot of it, too, is they tell you while you're in the hospital, and first labors are notoriously long. I was in labor with my daughter for, I was in the hospital for about 16 hours, and I was in labor with her for about a day before I got admitted. So
oh my
long,
gosh.
long labor. And, you know, I'm sitting at 4 centimeters for about like 6 hours. And they start telling me, you know, you're probably going to have C-section. Like, why? And it's like, you know, your blood pressure is getting high and your, and that's actually the thing that I kind of caved and did an epidural, which looking back, you know, on my first pregnancy versus my second, believe me, I could have done it without an epidural, but you know, mm-hmm. if you need an epidural, that's fine. It's awesome to not have to feel anything really. but they talked me into it because they started pushing the, your blood pressure's high, your blood pressure's high, we'll bring your blood pressure down. And it was basically either, if you don't get the epidural, we're going to make you get a C-section because we're going to say your blood pressure's too high.
Right.
So, and it was wonderful because I got my epidural and she was asleep. I woke up and I was 6 centimeters. So I pushed everything. And, but I had them telling me, you know, if you are, if you don't get some rest, if you, you're not going to be able to push her out. And I'm like, I don't know how I couldn't, because it's such a, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like
we
it's,
have no muscles or the,
right,
the
right.
don't work the same way. And
right, of course. It's all jelly in there. There's no
it
muscles.
Is.
It's all jelly in there when you're fat.
No, and I almost wanted to say, I can't remember because the whole delivery part is hazy, but what I haven't, because you forget it immediately so that you ever want to have another child. At least that's the point. But I feel like at some point I said, you know that like these legs carry me around all day, right? Like I do have muscles.
This seems like a good time for a short commercial break. It's the holidays and everyone's traveling, so that means you're probably going to be spending some time on a lumpy pullout sofa or a sweaty air mattress that slowly deflates throughout the night. Ugh, miserable. But if you were going home to a Big Fig mattress, the memories of those uncomfortable sleeps would just melt away. Big Fig is the first company to make a mattress specifically for bigger bodies, and that construction starts from the inside with 1,600 individually wrapped coils to support you. On top of that are 3 high-quality comfort layers. On top of those is a thermogel quilted top to keep you nice and cool. Then there are sturdier sidewalls to make sure your bed is always a comfy place to sit, and those top layers are tufted to keep your materials from shifting around. Plus, the ultra-sturdy foundation is Amish crafted and has 18 slats for extra strength. All of this attention to detail will ensure a comfy night's sleep even when you're painfully full of turkey. Go to bigfigmattress.com to check out why the Big Fig is truly a revolutionary sleep system for fat bodies. And they have a 101 night trial with easy shipping and returns and a 20-year warranty. Not only is it a great deal, it's just a great bed. I'm still loving mine and I look forward to going to bed every night. That could be you too. Go to bigfigmattress.com and use the promo code FATLIP so they know I sent you. And it'll get you $100 off. Again, that's bigfigmattress.com, and the promo code is FATLIP. Okay, back to Chelsea.
I feel like at some point I said, you know that like these legs carry me around all day, right? Like,
right.
Like, you have muscles.
And that's the thing. Like, I feel like fat women have like stronger lower body muscles than thin women must, because like we move around a lot of weight every day.
Well, exactly. And so I had a vaginal delivery with my daughter. I had to be sort of firm, but not quite as firm as with my twins, because with that case, not only was I fat and pregnant, I was pregnant with twins, and I had moved to a small town. My OBGYN at the hospital, he says, well, I think this will just be easier. It's like, for who?
Right.
Because I live on the second floor. I have a child at home already. I have to be able to drive. I have to be able to pick up these 3 children I'm about to have. So if you're telling me that my uncomplicated pregnancy will be easier, you know, as a C-section, no, thank you. So I ended up having to drive 2 hours to the city for my entire pregnancy to see somebody who is even willing to give me a vaginal delivery as a fat pregnant with twins woman.
I mean, good for you for like going for the second opinion though.
Yeah, I was a very, I was honestly scared to death to have a C-section because I was afraid it wouldn't heal or that I was at Target 2 days after I had my twins. Like I used to be able
Wow.
to get up and go.
Wow.
Like I got out of the hospital and I had to go to Target
Oh my gosh.
because they were little. I had to buy a new car seat. Basically,
Oh
was
yeah.
the because they were, but I carried them to 36 weeks with no complications, no anything. And
Wow.
despite that, they made me take my gestational diabetes test 3 times.
Yeah.
I had to take my blood pressure every day. I had to do a 24-hour urine collection at the end of my pregnancy, which kind of ended up hilarious because I got the jug that I had to pee in because they couldn't believe, despite my doctor being great, the one that I had the second opinion for, she just couldn't believe that I wasn't getting preeclampsia. Like, okay. Or she was very concerned about it. And so I had literally just finished my peeing in the jug for 24 hours and my water broke. And
Oh man.
so I carried my jug of pee into the hospital because I'm a smart ass. And I was like, okay, well, here's my pee. You still want but the thing that I learned that is that the hospitals, they're not sized for us. And like, I know that you
Right.
were in the hospital recently, so you probably experienced that too. They will tell you, well, you don't have to bring anything. You don't have to, we have the tub you can labor in. We have, oh no, it's, I didn't fit in the tub. They give you the underwear that don't fit. They give you
Right.
the pads that aren't long enough because, it's a nightmare. And half the time they couldn't even find a gown that would fit me comfortably.
Yeah.
So I learned my lesson because when I had my daughter, I was just awfully uncomfortable the whole time, and I felt like I couldn't wait to go home. So when I had my twins, I brought my own nightgown, I brought my own socks, I brought my own underwear and pads, and then I just felt like a queen.
Yeah, ready to go. I have all my luxury items.
But I had to have 3 epidurals with my twins, or two. They were about to start the third one, and I told them I would kick them in the face if they did it again because the anesthesiologist that was on call couldn't manage to place an epidural because of my size.
That is ridiculous.
And she, I would have felt bad for her if she hadn't tried to blame me for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I even said to her, I handled this all before, that was fine. And she's like, well, I don't know if it's because of your size, it's harder to feel or something. I was like, it's a spine.
Right, like I can feel my spine.
know, I can too. And here I am, 36 weeks pregnant with twins, like laid over a bed as far as I can go. I'm sure you can see my spine. And they don't. I don't know if this is the experience for all women, and I think some of it is because, the whole medical community doesn't believe that women know anything about their body. But especially if you're a fat woman, they don't believe you know anything about your body. But for over an hour, they were putting bags of ice on my legs because they didn't believe me that the epidural wasn't working.
That's outrageous. Outrageous.
And I said, yes, I can feel it. Yes, I can. And finally, I said, I can get up and walk across the room right now if you want me to.
Right.
It's not working.
And like, why would you lie about that? Like, what? I don't
I
understand
don't
what they
know.
th why they thought you would lie.
I still don't know. I really don't. And I told them I can feel the medicine like going into my back. I was like, I can feel it. It's not going in the right spot. I can feel it because it's cold as ice. So you can feel it
Right.
going in. So that was how I ended up having an unmedicated vaginal twin birth.
Wow. You really are a queen. You deserve a crown.
And my babies were healthy. I had my bigger baby. I had a 5-pound 9-ounce baby and a 6-pound 7-ounce 36-week twins. And the bigger one, his lungs weren't developed all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And being fat, of course, I say to the NICU doctor, I'm like, is it my fault for being,
right.
because
because that's what doctors teach you.
It is. And I love this doctor that was at the NICU because he's like, oh no, this happens to babies all the time. This is like one of the easiest things we see here. You know, I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, that was nice for him to at least give you some comfort.
It was. And it wasn't, you know, it could be because of your son. No, it was just, oh no, this happens all the time. So
yeah,
I had 3 healthy babies. One was a week in the hospital, but what they tell me is that that can happen to any baby at any time. So
mm-hmm.
overall, I beat the fat woman statistic of, and I still get asked to this day, because I have twins and because I'm fat, did you have fertility treatments? Did you have Clomid? Did you have a hard time getting pregnant? And I'm just like, no, I didn't at all. And so, like, I tell every fat woman that I ever talk to that wants to have a baby, I'm like, if you have regular cycles, you're probably going to be able to get pregnant. And,
right.
you know, if you can't, it's not necessarily because you're fat.
Right, right. And, like, in any case, it's not your fault. And, like, it's nothing to be ashamed
mm-hmm.
of.
No, because it happens to every and anybody. And the fact mm-hmm. is that they do that with everything else. It's the first thing they tell you is to lose weight. Well, you can go in for a cold and they'll ask you about weight loss surgery. So,
of course, of course.
You know, you might as well take that as a baby. And I love my kids. You know, the thing that kind of brought me more into the body positive movement, because when my daughter was younger, when I was pregnant with my daughter, I didn't take a single picture because my body didn't look like a pregnant woman's body is supposed to, quote unquote.
Right.
And I so regret that. And so I took pictures of my twins, but the fact is, you know, nobody knew I was pregnant unless I announced it. And that's
yeah.
not really a good feeling when you're young and pregnant, or, you know, anytime you're pregnant, you're excited and proud. But as a single woman, you walk around and you feel like if you don't have a nice round belly, you just think, oh, people think I'm even fat. You don't
right.
really know. And I had people asking me if I had my baby, like, after she was born. And, like, I'm like, yeah. I'm just fat. Or the other thing is that people assume that I was not fat before I had my kid.
Right, right. Of course, that's all baby weight.
I get a lot of that. Like, I get the women who are, you know, maybe like a small fat, and they just try to commiserate with me, like, oh my gosh, yeah, my kids just ruined my body. I used to be like 150 pounds, and I'm just, and, you know, once again, because I'm the smartest, I can't help but laugh because I'm always like, it is a home to make this. I can't, that's all right. You know, I'm back to my regular size a month after I have them just because my body didn't gain a lot of weight in pregnancy. And
right,
most of it
right.
is water. And that has nothing
right.
to
and
do
I'm fat
with
anyway.
Anything. Yeah.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with anything other than that's just what my body does. So,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I tell people that, I'm like, well, I guess that's just what your body needed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but the women who can't understand that you're not also just, like, lamenting the ruin of your body.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Or, well, don't you want to try to lose weight so you can play with your kids and chase them around? And I'm like, have you met me? I'm the one that's, like, has my children strapped to me and is carrying them through the pumpkin patch, one on my front and one on my back. Like,
right,
and
right.
And even if I couldn't do that, how ableist are you to tell me that I'm not a good mother because of it?
Right, right. Like, would you say that to someone who was in a wheelchair? Like, that they can't
yeah.
chase their kids around, so they must not be a good mom? Like,
I
It's real
know.
shitty.
Or, you know, I have one of my best friends is was in her 40, her she was 39 and 40 when she had her kid, and it was the same thing. They'd say, "Well, you can't. What if you can't like get down on the floor and play with them?" Well, she just like because of her age and because of my size, I get told the same thing, and I'm like, you know that I can sit. And even if I, and even if I can't, so what? You know, you figure it out.
Right. Like, I can still be a good mom if I can't sit on the floor. Like,
Yeah, exactly. You know, my kids like couches.
right.
I wish I could keep them off the furniture, but it doesn't work very well. So, you know, I talk a lot about just the fact that there is somebody in the world, or you know, me, who got pregnant easily, had it uncomplicated pregnancies, and had vaginal deliveries with healthy kids, because that's not the thing that you hear all the time.
Right.
And
And like, if anything, like, that's a lesson to take to your doctor if you are interested in having kids and you're a fat woman, to just be like, actually, I know that you're about to tell me that there's no way I can possibly get pregnant at 400 pounds, but I'm here to tell you that I know that I can, or like, I know that it's possible. And like, and if you're trying to get pregnant and you're 400 pounds and it's not happening, then like, your fat is not in, like, necessarily to blame, and there are other things to check for. And like, don't let your doctor tell you that it's because you're fat.
Yeah, and just because, you know, it doesn't mean your ovaries don't work, or you know,
Right,
whatever.
right, right.
Like, it's I just, I'm really hoping that as my children get older, that they'll be able to advocate for themselves the way that I've kind of been forced to because of
Yeah.
my size. So,
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And like the way that you like refused to take one doctor's opinion about whether you should get a C-section or vaginal birth, like if you got to go to a second doctor, then do that. Like if it's important to you, then do it, you know?
Yeah, and if you take your weight out of the equation, they would never tell, you know, a small woman who's had a successful vaginal delivery that you need to have a C-section just because.
Right,
Like,
right. And like
so,
C-sections are so hard to heal from, even for a thin person, let
yes.
alone like if you're a fat person and like you were saying, like it's so much harder to heal from a wound when you're a fat person like that.
It would, because especially with the way that my body is shaped, I have a fold right where I'd be keen for a C-section. So then not only would I be dealing with an infant, I'd be dealing with trying to keep a wound dry in a fold and in pain and everything else. And then, you know,
Fat
if you
tissue
get an
is notoriously
infection,
hard to heal. Yep.
if you get an infection, it won't be their fault. It'll be your fault because you're full.
Right, of course. Of course. It's never the doctor's fault. The doctor's only there to celebrate when things go right. When things go wrong, it's definitely the patient's fault. Or like for fat people anyway.
It is, and but you know, they'll offer you weight loss surgery, and they're all experts at that, but they can't, it's your fault if they can't give you an epidural.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. Like they can manage to like give you enough anesthesia to get into your body and like tear apart your intestines and resize your stomach, but they can't possibly give you an epidural because you're too fat.
Yeah. So I just hope, and there are like on a lot of online support groups if you're pregnant and fat. And I used to, when I had more time, I would just go through because it's all the same. It's all the same fears. It's all the same questions. It's the, am I going to lose my baby? Is my baby going to be too? That's the other thing. Is my baby going to be too small because they're not going to have enough room in my body?
Oh, that's
I
so
hear
sad
that
that
all
people
the
think that.
time. Like, and I'll even, people have asked me, like, oh, were your babies really small when they were born? No. It's either too small or Were they fat? Were they big? Were they big babies like you guys? No, they
Yeah,
were
because I
regular
only ate
sized
pudding
babies.
pops my whole wedding, my whole pregnancy. All pudding pops, that's all I ate.
although my daughter is definitely like 50% chicken nugget, so
I think most kids that age are. It's very hard to get a 6-year-old to eat anything but a chicken nugget.
yeah, I was. And when I was pregnant with her, I had the worst chicken nugget craving, and I remember like vividly that it was 2 days in a row that I saw like the same worker, and I'm like, okay, I have to not come here tomorrow.
I gotta find a McDonald's on the other side of town.
Because, you know, but that's all it was just a craving. But, you know, there's the shame again, is I can't get chicken nuggets because I'm fat,
Right.
and they're gonna think I'm just fat eating chicken nuggets every
Right. As if there's any shame in that. Eat chicken nuggets every day. It's fine.
Oh, they're delicious. I know. Kids do it with abandon. Like, why
Right.
not? But, and, you know, my daughter at her age now, she has come a few times and she'll be like, "Mommy, so and so said you're fat or that you have a big butt." And I'm like, "Yep, they're right." You know, like
They're very observant, your friends.
they begin, it just starts so early. Like,
Yeah.
"Your mom's fat." And I'm like, and I said, and my thing that I always say is, and that's fine. You know, it doesn't hurt my feelings. I have had to. I tell her, like, it's okay to be fat. I said, but you just want to make sure that you're careful because it does hurt some people's feelings because they don't
Right.
understand that, you
Right, of
know?
course.
And, like, they don't understand that it's okay. So, and my children, caveat, support, shocker, are not fat. Somehow, the chocolate milk I put in their bottles, it just didn't work. So.
Oh. God.
You know, I had the whole, I was 23 when I had my daughter. I was not married. I was poor at that time because, you know, impulsive, let's see if we can have a baby. And so, you know, I had, they think that you're stupid and that you're going to, and that if you're fat, you must not know how to feed a child and
Right, of
you must be
course.
giving them chocolate milk in their bottles and juice and pop. I had somebody when she was like 18 months old tell me, "You know, you can't give her pop, right?"
Oh my God.
I'm like, "Yeah, I'm aware. You know, I she eats regular food and drinks water, and
Wow.
it's just amazing how when you once." I think all parents feel like they have a microscope on them, but when you're a fat parent, it becomes, you know, like an extra amount of judgment because some of, like, people can't imagine that you aren't trying to make your whole family fat or, you know,
Right,
like,
right.
that it must be, it's your terrible eating habits and it's your lack of exercise, because that's, well, make sure she gets enough exercise. I'm like, I don't know how she gets any calories at all because she runs while she eats. So,
Right. Yeah. Once kids can walk, they generally get lots of exercise.
it's true, and they do, and they just, a lot of people, their fat is like the worst thing they can imagine their kids turning out as. You
Of
know,
course.
it's right up there with drug addict. Like, well, I don't want her to eat too much sugar because I don't want her to get heavy. Like, I've had people say, like, why limit their sugar? And at Halloween, I make them, you know, go run around. And like, that is just, what if your child turns out fat? You know,
Right,
what if
right,
despite your best efforts they turn out fat? And then
right.
their very first concern troll in their life is their own mother.
Right, exactly. You're just creating like body dysmorphia issues and uncomfortable, like you shouldn't make kids feel uncomfortable in their own skin when they're that young. Like they're gonna get it from the world. They're gonna get it from the world soon enough. They don't need it from their parents also.
Yeah, so I've, that's what kind of spurred me on to learned to love myself was because I'm like, I have these children now that I have to be an example for, and I don't care what they grow up as long as they don't grow up hating themselves for it. So let's make sure that doesn't happen.
That's amazing. So
now I kind of had to like fake it till you make it, but now I'm like, you know, 90% of the time I'm like, yeah, this is fine. Everything's good. You know, you can call me fat and it doesn't hurt my feelings because yeah, I'm fat.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have three little kids who you managed to take care of just fine. and you can be fat and be a good parent, and
yeah,
there's nothing wrong with it.
I work full time. I drive. I take care of my house. It's amazing.
All things that nobody thinks you can do when you're fat.
Yeah, but you know what? Even if I couldn't, whose job is it to tell me that that's not okay, you know?
Right, right. Totally.
Hopefully I can raise kids that won't be little jerks.
Well, I don't know about that. Kids, it's always, I don't have kids, obviously, but it always feels like it's a crapshoot whether or not you're going to get a jerk in there. But they usually straighten themselves out.
Well, I saw this meme the other day and it was so funny because it's so true. My daughter is my worst critic in a way that like just any child is their parent's critic. She said, it said like, don't ask your 5-year-old if they like your outfit because they don't.
Oh man.
She'll say like, I'll say, oh, how do I look? And she's like, well, I guess. Okay.
Thank you, honey.
I know, and it has nothing to do with any size, anything. She's just like, it's not very sparkly, or...
They're very opinionated at that age.
They are, and, you know, I love... When she was about 3 years old, we were at the lake, and me and my husband are both heavy, and she saw a guy that was also heavy, and he was probably a little bigger than my husband. And I was like, okay, I need a little work on this, but I think I'm kind of doing something right. Because she said, Mommy, look at that guy's really fat. And I was like, well, yeah, I guess, but that's all right. He looks like he's having a good time, you know? And she goes, yeah, he's not regular though, like daddy. Like my husband probably, this man probably had like maybe 20 pounds of my husband. My husband's not a small man at all. And so I'm like, oh, okay, daddy's regular. And she goes, yeah, he's having fun though. I'm like, So it's like, I have so many friends who are just horrified by when their child starts like realizing that people come in different sizes, and they will, if they say the F word, you know, it's like, oh, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't call people that. So it's really kind of interesting, like trying to raise a child that isn't afraid to say fat, but also has to understand that it's not the negative connotation the world wants put on it. So
right, right, and that some people are uncomfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard because like you don't want kids to think that there's something wrong with the word fat because there's nothing wrong with being fat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's hard because some people really still do have a problem with it.
Yeah, that's the thing that I've struggled with, that I have to somehow get her to understand she can't point at someone in the store and say, Mommy, she's fat.
Right, right.
And it's not because there's anything wrong with it, it's because it might make that person feel bad. So,
right, right.
There's been so many talks about that, and you know, I can't equate it with like, you can't point at someone and say you don't like their shirt or, you know, their hair or something right. like that, because they, you know, they might hurt their feelings. So,
right, right.
It's their choice what they wanted to wear. So you can't, you know, say something about that. And I don't know. It's, even though it's not always a choice to be fat, I don't know. It's difficult. Right. It's hard enough for adults.
It is.
And so you have to try to figure out how to get a kid to understand that. I don't know. I try really hard, though.
You'll get there, and it seems like you're definitely like on the right track. Once she can like have a better understanding of human emotion, she'll totally get
right.
It'll be fine.
And I'm hoping that at least just having me as an example will help. That's my big motivator, is because I didn't see anyone out in the way that I live my life, like when I was her age. There were not,
right?
You know, there were not fat women in a bikini, or there were not fat women in a swimsuit at all, or you know
right.
what I mean? Like, you had to hide, you had to, and so hopefully if she sees her mother doesn't hide, then maybe that will help. I don't know.
It will, if it has to, it for sure will help.
But I know if she does grow up to be a fat woman and wants to have a baby, I'll be right there like, yes, you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll figure it out. It's possible. You're here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, she couldn't have a better example, so.
Oh, thank you. Aw.
You're welcome. Welcome. Thank you so much to Chelsea for coming on today's show to tell her story. We had several technical difficulties. We actually had to record this episode twice. And Chelsea, you were such a trooper. And thank you so much for hanging in there with me. Got it done, finally. And thank you for telling your story. You were delightful. Also, thank you to Star Crusher for the music that you are hearing right now, for the music you always hear on the Fat Lip. Go to cstarcrusher.bandcamp.com to hear more from him. And thank you to our Patreon patrons. The Patreon patron of the day is Holly. Thank you, Holly, so much for your support. And if you are interested in supporting the show and becoming a Patreon patron, go to patreon.com/thefatlip to learn how. Also, don't forget to follow The Fat Lip on social media. All of those links are at the top of the page on thefatlip.com. Okay, I think that about covers it. Don't forget to follow on social media, as I said, and I will see you again next time.